कृष्णवल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जामुना तेरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Harival 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 Gaur Harival Harival जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री जगद्गुरु शील प्रभुपाद की पतित पवन शिशि गौरनिताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की शिशि राधा मदन मोहन की श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की भगवान नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत भक्तवृंद की Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari All glories to the Sambal devotees all glories Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga all glories to Srila Prabhupada Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Jana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manahavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Bande Aham Shri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Guru Navashnabhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathannitam Tamsajivam Sadhaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhantangshcha Namayam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatto Deshutarine Vansha Kalpataru Vascha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacha Patita Nanga Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Shinamaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivashadi Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam namaskrittam naram caiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayat Nashta prayesu avadresu nittam bhagavato sevaya bhagavatyattam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki Hare Krishna श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट फर्स्ट एंड सेकंड दिस इज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ दिस चैप्टर एंड टाइटल ऑफ दिस चैप्टर इज ए डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द आइलैंड ऑफ जम्बोद्वीप Prabhupada has given an introduction of the chapter here. So let me read them out. This chapter describes the glories of Bharatvarsha and it also describes how Lord Ramchandra is being worshipped in the tract of land known as Kimpurujvarsha. The inhabitants of Kimpurujvarsha are fortunate because they worship Lord Ramchandra with his faithful servant Hanuman. Lord Ramchandra exemplifies an incarnation of Godhead who descends for the mission of Paritrayana Sadhanam Vinashascha Duskritam, protecting the devotees and destroying the miscreants. Lord Ramchandra exhibits the actual purpose of an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotee take opportunity to offer loving transcendental service to Him. One should surrender fully to the Lord, forgetting one's so-called material happiness, opulence and education, which are not at all useful for pleasing the Lord. The Lord is pleased only by the process of surrender unto Him. When Devarshi Narad descended to instruct Shravani Manu, he described the opulence of Bharatvarsha, India. Shravani Manu and the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the origin of creation, maintenance and annihilations, and who is always worshipped by self-realized souls. In the planet known as Bharatvarsha, there are many rivers and mountains as there are in other tracts of land. Yet Bharatvarsha has special significance because in this tract of land there exists the Vedic principle of Varnashram Dharma, who is divides society into four varnas and four ashrams. Furthermore, Narad Muni's opinion is that even if there is some temporary disturbance in the execution of varnashram dharma principles, they can be revived at any moment. The effect of adhering to the institutions of varnashram is gradual elevations to the spiritual platform and liberation from material bondage. Following the principles of Varnashram Dharma, one gets the opportunity to associate with devotees. Such association gradually awakens one's dormant propensity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and frees one from all the basic principles of sinful life. One then gets the opportunity to offer unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Vasudev. Because of this opportunity, the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha are praised even in the heavenly planets. Even in the topmost planet of this universe, Brahmaloka, the positions of Bharatvarsha is discussed with great relish. All the conditioned living entities are evolving within the universe in different planets and different pieces of life. Thus, one may be elevated to Brahmaloka, but then one must again descend to earth, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhumana Loka Punarvartin Arjuna. If those who live in Bharatvarsha rigidly follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma and develop their dormant Krishna consciousness, they need not return to this material world after death. Any place where one cannot hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from realized soul, even if it be Brahma Loko is not very congenial to the living entity. If one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha as a human being does not take advantage of the opportunity for spiritual elevation, his position is certainly the most miserable. In the land known as Bharatvarsha, even if one is a sarva kama bhakta, a devotee seeking the fulfillment of some material desire, he is freed from all material desires by his association with devotees, and ultimately he becomes a pure devotee and returns home back to Godhead without difficulty. At the end of this chapter, Sri Shukadev Goswami describes to Maharaj Parikshit the 8 sub-islands within the island of Jammudip. Now the text. In the first text doesn't have any purport, and second text has some little purports. So as both of the verses are written in prose mode, that's why I will read through myself. Sri Shuko Bacho Kim Purushe Barshe Bhagavantam Adi Purusham Lakshmanagrajam Shitabhiramam Ramam Tacharano Sannikarshabhirataho Parama Bhagava Parama Bhagavato Hanuman Saho Kim Purushair Abhirato Bhaktir Upaste. Aristasenana Saho Gandharvair Anugiyomanam Parama Kallanim Bhorti Bhagavat Katham Samupasrinati Sayam Chedam Gayati. Just please repeat after me word meaning of the second text. Aristisena, the chief personality of Kim Purushvarsh, Shaho with Gandharvai, by a company of Gandharvas, Anugiyomanam, being chanted, Paramakallanim, most auspicious, Bharti Bhagavat Katham, the glories of his master, who is also the supreme personality of Godhead. Samupasrinati, he hears with great attention. Sayamcha, and personally, Idam, this. Gayati, chants. Translation. A host of Gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord Ramchandra. That chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Aristasen, the chief person in the Kim Purushvarsh, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the flowing mantras. Please repeat after me. Srila Shukadev Goswami said, my dear king, in King Purushvarsh, the great devotee Hanuman is always engaged with the inhabitants of that land in devotional service to Lord Ramchandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana, and the dear husband of Sita Devi. A host of the Gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramchandra. Their chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Aristoshen, the chief person in Kimpurish Barsh, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the following mantras. Purport. In the Puranas, there are two different opinions concerning Lord Ramchandra. In the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, this is confirmed in the descriptions of the incarnations of Manu. Vasudevadi rupanam avataraha prakirtitaha Vishnu dharmatare ramo lakshmanad kramadati kramadami padmetu ramo bhagavan narayano itiritaha sheshas chakram cha shankhascha kramachyo lakshmanadayah madhyadesho sthitat yuddha pureshu varshati smrita mahabaikuntha lokecha raghavendrasya kirtita. The Vishnu Dharma Taru describes that Lord Ramchandra and his brothers Lakshmana, Bharat and Shatrughna are incarnations of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha respectively. The Padma Purana, however, says that Lord Ramchandra is an incarnation of Narayan and that the other three brothers are incarnations of Shesha, Chakra and Shankha. Therefore, Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan has concluded Tadidam kalpa bheda naiva sambhava. In other words, these opinions are not contradictory. In some millenniums, Lord Ramchandra and his brothers appear as incarnations of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, and in other millenniums they appear as incarnations of Narayan, Shesha, Chakra and Shankha. The resident of Lord Ramchandra on this planet is Ayodhya. Ayodhya city is still existing in the district of Hyderabad, which is situated on the northern side of Uttar Pradesh. Hare Krishna. It's a long descriptions. Gaurango. The end title of this chapter, A Description of Island of Jambodweep. And already we have heard a long description previously in the previous chapters, 16, 17, like this. But we see here is also the description of Jambodweep, means the excess description which was not described in the previous chapter. Especially I will say, in Jambodweep there are 9 varshas. In the previous chapter, 7 varshas have been described, but other 2 varshas are going to be described in this chapter. Bengali translation, Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charuswami Guru Maharaj has translated in this way. Atirikt Varnan, Jambodweep ki Atirikt Varnan. Although this word is not here, but is the inner meaning of this translation. The descriptions of island of Jambodweep, means which was not described in the previous chapter, are going to be described in this chapter. Especially, we came to know from the introductions given by Srila Prabhupada of this chapter that Prabhupada is describing regarding the 2 varshas, Bharat Varsha and Kimpurish Varsha, right? That is the things. So, to describe these things is really very difficult. Or to speak of us, even the big personalities face difficulties to describe accurately, scrutinizingly. Sukadeva Goswami, while describing, the Priyavrata, character of Priyavrata and his descendants, at that time he was describing, Sumeru Parvat and the planetary systems, which is known as Bhumandala. So after that, the description has been started. In this Bhumandala, means in this material nature, there are so many universes. So we need to know, we need to have some understanding, at least some understanding regarding these creations, regarding the universes. So Prabhupada said that we should be satisfied to hear as much Srila Sukadeva Goswami has described. If we think that I would like to know much more, much more, much more, and you become very inquisitive, then you will become mad. Right? So, as we know, that there are seven deeps. Deeps means islands. The combination of the seven islands looks like a lotus flower. And Jammudip is situated in the middle point. And around the Jammudip there are another six islands, who knows the names of the other islands? Anybody here? What are they? Yeah. So like one is called Shalmali Deep, Shag Deep, Plaksha. In this way there are other six. Yeah. So Jammu Deep is the smallest one. Although we know they have the vast descriptions of Jammu Deep, but it is described in the scripture that it is the smallest one. The second one is the Plaksha Deep, which is, bigger, two times bigger than the Jammu Deep. In this way, Shalmali Deep. So many deeps are there. So in Jammu Deep, there are 9 barsh. In Plaksha Deep, there are 7 barsh. In this way, the descriptions are there. In Jammu Deep there are 9 barsh. How many of you know the 9 barsh, name of the 9 barsh? Like this, one is Ilabharth, Ilabhrita barsh, Hiranmay barsh, Hari barsh, Bhadrasya barsh, Kimpurish Varsh, Ketumal Varsh, Bharat Varsh. So you see, Ramak Varsh and Kuru Varsh, Uttar Kuru, full form is Uttar Kuru, Kuru Varsh. These are the 9 Varsh. So one is Bharat Varsh, right? So in this Jammu Deep, in the middle of Jammu Deep, there is a big mountain known as Sumeru. The Sumeru Parvat is built up with gold. Shivarna, Sumeru Parvat. So these are the descriptions what we have learned from the previous chapters. The Sumeru with height is 84 yojans. And out of this 84 yojans, 60,000 yojans are in the middle of the earth. The radius of this, you know, mountain is 32 yojans. And the root point, you know, the bottom point of this mountain is 16,000 yojans. So in this, you know, Jammudip, we have heard that so many big trees are there, like mango trees, jam trees, kadamba trees, bar trees. So many lakes are there, the lake of honey, milk, sugarcane juice, like this. So these are different descriptions. So especially we would like to focus in this class on two Varsh. One is Bharat Varsh and another is Ilabrat Varsh. And we'll try to describe some glories of Bharat Varsh. Like now, all of us, we know that this Bharat Varsh previously it was known as Ilabrit Varsh. I got these two expressions, Ilabrit and Ilabarth. I don't know whether they are same or different. When I was studying, I thought that may be different. Ilabarth and Ilabrit. Bharat Varsh was known as Ilabrit. But when I was reading out the nine Varsh, the names of the nine Varsh, there the name was Ilabarth, not Ilabrit. That is the things. Now the point is that why this track was known as Ilabrit. There is a woman named Ila. Ila is the daughter of Vaivashyatmanu. She was the wife of Budh and mother of Pururava. Vaivashyatmanu, he wanted to have a son. That's why he was worshipping Varundev. But due to some technical defects in the chanting of mantras or in the sacrifice, instead of getting a son, he got a daughter. That daughter was known as Ila. And this Ila daughter, she is very miracle. And after that, by the blessings of Lord Vishnu, this Ila turned into a boy named Sudamnu. Sudamnu. So one day Sudamnu entered into a forest named Kumar Forest, where Lord Shiva and Parvati were residing. Especially when, you know, after getting married, you can think in this way, after getting married, Lord Shiva and Parvati went to a place, this Kumarvan, for honeymoon. Kya bolta hai? Honeymoon. Just spending some time. And it was night time. Just they were enjoying, spending their time. And in that forest, there are so many exalted rishis. And rishis are generally habituated to meditate the whole night. One day some rishis were chanting different Vedic hymns, mantras, and in this way, by mistake, some mantras were chanted, and due to the power of the mantra, the night turned into day. Immediately, the forest was lighted, all of a sudden. And the rishis, they started to see this, that, you know, how can I describe? They started to see that, you know, the behavior of Lord Shiva and Parvati. It was a little bit objectionable. Then all of a sudden, when the night turned into day, you know, Parvati, she was very shy. Immediately, she started to request Lord Shiva, Prabhuji, you should take action. Why the rishis are chanting in this way, mantra? It's not good, it's restricted. Then, you know, Lord Shiva cursed. So from now, whoever will enter into this forest, if he's boy, he will be girl. So that is the curse. This is so powerful. So one day, Shuddhumna, he did not know this fact. He entered into the forest. I mean, immediately, he became again girl. So, okay, getting the point? He was Ila previously, became Shuddhumna. And entering into this forest, he became again girl. And what happened? Then she started to request Lord Shiva, please excuse me, do something. And on her request, Lord Shiva, okay, I'll giving you the boon. I am giving you the boon. Every month you will be changed in this way. By turns. So that's why she is very, very famous. She became her reputation or this, you know, glories or these facts spreaded everywhere. She became very famous. That Ila was residing along with her husband Budh in the special truck of land. That's why that land was known as Ila Britbarsh. Got it? So after that it became Bharatbarsh. Why? It became Bharatbarsh. Why? One day in one class, our beloved Guru Maharaj, he is alone, Bhakti Charu Swami Guru Maharaj, was describing the word Bharat. Bha means, you know, effulgence. Guru Maharaj saying Bha, you know, Bhaskar. Bha indicates Bhaskar. And Bhaskar means sun. And sun, you know, we are getting so much shining and heat, light from the sun. Jai Shri Shri Radha, Madan Mohan Krishna Balaram, Patit Pavan Gaur Nitai Ki, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki, Bhagavan Nishinga Dev Prabhu. So we get shining from the sun. Jati, effulgence. So Bha, that is the meaning of Bha. Rat means engaged. Rat means engaged. So here Bha means shining or light. The light of education. The light of spiritual education. So the people of the land, those are engaged in achieving transcendental knowledge. Their interest is so keen to achieve this transcendental knowledge. And they were acting or behaving according to that knowledge. So they became very elevated. As the people of this land, Elaborate Barsh, were fully engaged, most of the people are fully engaged in achieving this transcendental knowledge. That's why the name had been changed from Ilabrit to Bharatbarsh. Bharat. Bha me jinlok rat rahte hai. Bha means knowledge. That is Bharatbarsh. But nowadays, you know, the atmosphere has been completely changed. very few person, by very sages and personalities are engaged in these activities. It's called Bharatvarsh. So Bharatvarsh is very famous, you know. Just I can give you the short descriptions of the nine Varsh, along with the presiding deities or personalities, like Ilabarth Varsh. The presiding personality is Shankarshan. Bhadrash is High Grip, the incarnations. Hari Varsh, Lord Nishimadev, he is being worshipped there by his great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Ketumal Varsh, the presiding deities is Rishikesh. Bhagavan Rishikesh is there in the form of Kamdev. Ramak Varsh, Matsyavatar is being worshipped. Hiranmay Varsh, Kurmudev. Uttar Kuru Varsh, Varahadev. Kimpurish Varsh, today it's mentioned. Kimpurish Varsh, Lord Ramchandra. And Bharat Varsh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Krishna, Jai Sriman Mahaprabhu ki. So now just simply you can understand why this Bharat Varsh is so special. Because here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna descended. Especially Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after coming or descending to this material nature, he spread his Krishna consciousness for the deliverance of the conditioned souls, which is very difficult to achieve. Even the big personalities, Brahma, Lord Shiva, but he made it available for all general people, person. So a person just simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra or accepting the process of devotional service, he can be delivered. This is not possible to do anywhere else. It's not possible. That is Bharatvarsh. Right? Prabhupada is saying at the end of the purport, if those who live in Bharatvarsh rigidly follow the principle Varnasram Dharma and develop their dormant Krishna consciousness, they need not to return to their material world after death. Any place where one cannot hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from realized soul, even if it be Brahmalok, is not very congenial to the living entity. Maybe one is born in Brahmaloka. Prabhupada is saying, no, that place, that loka is not congenial to him. Because, you know, maybe Brahmalok is elevated, is the topmost planet of this universe, but their Krishna consciousness is not so available. That's why you see that even the demigods are praying to Lord Krishna to get their births in the land of Bharatvarsh. In Bharatvarsh, we see so many sadhus, associations of devotee. So one can get the association of devotee here very easily. And what is the advantage of taking associations? In the association of devotee, he can get guidance. What to do, what not to do. And if he starts his practice accordingly, gradually he will become elevated. Prabhupada says one day he will become pure devotee. And pure devotee means, after quitting his body, he will go back to Godhead, spiritual world. That is the advantage of taking birth in the land of Bharatvarsh. So this is very special. One day Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Guru Maharaj was saying, this Bharatvarsh is, you know, in the world. So in the 14 planetary systems, this one is situated in the middle point. Some planets are there, in the upper planetary systems and some are in the lower. So this is in the middle. So we entered in this material nature, or we entered in this universe through this world. It is like the gateway. Living entity enters through it and goes out from this way. Guru Maharaj gave an analogy, very nice, like a big building, multi-story buildings, and in that building some floors are there in the middle, in the earth, and some are in the upper. So the floor which is on the ground, that is the gateway. One has to enter and come out from that. Similarly, this world is like that. We have entered into this universe through this gate. So if one is situated here and practices Krishna consciousness very nicely, seriously, then he becomes elevated. He need not to go somewhere else. Directly from this place he can go to the spiritual world. So in this way we see the glories of Bharatvarsh. So we are naturally really fortunate because we have taken birth in this land and somehow we have been connected with Krishna consciousness ISKCON society. Right? So we should not, we should take this opportunity very seriously. Very seriously. Although we know that so many descriptions of this material nature, different planetary systems, different borsh, different islands. Why? Because the scripture is trying to give us some understanding so that we can compare everything. You know, certainly we become very puzzled to hear these descriptions. Oh, so gigantic, big mountains, vast lands, everything. Actually, this is creation. This is all total, everything is creation. So this creation has been taken place by the Creator. So if the creation is so astonishing, if the creation is so attractive, vast and big, just simply we can compare and imagine the positions of the Creator. So one hearing the description so that a person can develop his attachment and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the purpose of giving these descriptions in the scriptures. We should not confine to these descriptions only. We should become inquisitive. Who is the Creator? Who is the designer? And how he is maintaining? That is the thing. And eventually we'll see that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the creator of everything and he is maintaining. And eventually all these temporary creations will be destroyed according to his order. So in this way, we should start to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And this Krishna, the description of Krishna, the importance of practicing Krishna consciousness has been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan himself, he is Krishna himself. But in the age of Kali, in the form of a devotee, he is describing everything, he is teaching us through his personal example. So that is the thing. So Bharatvarsha is very pure, very elevated place. Because here, you know, spiritual practice are very available. And because of the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Senapati, like Srila Prabhupada, we are getting this opportunity. So we should take it very seriously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Comment, question and correction, please. Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu has a question or comment.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much for your presentation. I have a confusion actually. In the ninth verse of the same chapter, it has been said that Nar Narayan.
Same chapter means this, today the chapter.
19th chapter, yes. Ninth verse, second sentence. He or the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in the form of Nar Narayan Rishi in the land of Bharatvarsh at the place known as Bhadrikashram. That is the ninth verse. And the tenth verse goes like this, last line.
Which chapter is
it? Not 19th.
Oh, that yeah. Verses is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is the second verse. I'm talking about the ninth and tenth verse. So what I want to say, so at the risk of sounding.
So confusion is that, Prabhuji, you told the presiding personality of Bharatvarsha is Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
But the verse is saying somebody else.
Yes, and Narad Muni along with other.
So now you tell me, what is the difference of Narayan and Krishna? Same personalities. Krishna is avatari and they are avatar.
Okay, so. Narayan Rishi is the avatar.
Yes.
So should we be taking some aspects of Narad Muni's process of worship and worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the same manner?
Yeah, you need not to hear that. Because you got something by given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is topmost and sublime. Prabhupada said you be satisfied with that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. You know, we should become much more inquisitive regarding the contributions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am not disappointed. I am not making you disappointed. Inquisitiveness should be there. But if it becomes so excessive, then we will become gyani. And gyani will decide eventually that what? You know it. So that is not our purpose. Our purpose is to become devotee. Okay? Yes, Prabhuji. Give the microphone to Nimai Sundar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Dhanat Pranam Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Prabhuji, like you explained the meaning of Bharatvarsha, that Guru Maharaj gave the explanation, Bha means one who always in effulgence and Ratna is engaged. But we also similarly read in Srimad Bhagavatam that earlier it was Ilavrat Varsha, then later it became Ajanab Varsha because Maharaj Nabhi was there. Then after that, then this tract of land was known as Ajanab Varsha. Then in the same line that Bharat Maharaj came, who was the son of Shakuntala and Dushyant.
Yes.
And because he was and partial incarnation or Shaktivesh avatar of Lord Vishnu, so on his name that tract of land is known as Bharatvarsha. So which explanation we should take?
Yes, all the explanations are right. Time to time the name had been changed. You know, according to the distinguished personalities like, you know, Ajanav, Ila, Bharat Maharaj, these are all right. The present name is Bharatvarsha. Okay? Yes?
From Laghu Bhagavatamrit.
Huh.
So I want to know about Laghu Bhagavatam, which is.
In Laghu Bhagavatam, Hanumanji was chanting or, you know, praying to Lord Ramchandra in this way. Some prayers are there mentioned.
It's like Vrahat Bhagavatam is written by Sanatana Goswami. In this way, I want to know about Laghu Bhagavatam, which is this book. Rup Goswami.
Yes. Brihat Bhagavatam and Laghu Bhagavatam. Bhagavatamritam. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki Patit Pavan Gaur Nitai ki Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki Bhagavan Nishimadev Prahlad Maharaj ki Samavita Bhakta Vrind ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.